Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Moist line is 877 Moist 86. It's coming up on Friday, so it's a short week off the holiday weekend. We got plenty of room for you. 877 Moist 86. But it being the first show of the year here on January 2nd, the tradition always and has been for too long. Ghoulpool is it's Ghoulpool 2023. We're going to announce all the winners today, and we're also going to take a few calls for Ghoulpool 2024. Quick rundown of the rules. We've been doing it the same way for a long time. Is go to KFIAM640.com, the John and Ken, the John Cobell page, and there's a ballot there. You just find the link and you submit three names, people you think are going to die this year. Celebrities, famous people. We decide who's famous. And if you get young ones, you get more points. Old ones are fewer points. It's a point system based on the age. And if you get three for three, we always will acknowledge you at the end of the year. There is one rule.
One rule.
Say what the rule is.
The first week of the year rule. You cannot pick anybody that dies between now and Friday at midnight. So if Jimmy Carter drops dead, and we think he will at some point during the year, you can't pick him. So don't try it.
People have tried this in the past.
Right.
And it's not going to work.
No.
And we call it the Sonny Bono rule, because in the early years of doing this, Sonny Bono died the first week, and we got all these Sonny Bono picks. It's like, stop it.
Yeah, there was the other guy. Remember that guy, Stuart Scott from ESPN, the guy with the wonky eye?
Yes.
The black guy?
Yes.
And he died the first year, and people picked him. And I remember going through those picks going, wait, I was telling Ken, hey, you won't believe how many people picked Stuart Scott. Well, no wonder, because he died in the first week. We're not idiots over here. You know, we're not that smart, but we're not idiots either. So don't try to get over, you know, on us, all right? Jeez.
You can't get anything past Ray. By the way,
no.
Ray Lopez, executive producer of the show.
This was always Ken's favorite.
Yeah,
Ken likes to start the year With death. Yeah, right. With death and mayhem.
Right. So in his honor, we're going to continue the tradition.
Exactly. So, all right. So, so first of all, a couple of different things here from noticeable things, trends, right? Mm-hmm. We like to talk about trends in the stupid media. Oh, trends. Okay. Here's who died, a-holes. These are the trends. A lot of old people. which is normal for, you know, we're talking about a ghoul pool.
Right. Old people die.
Old people die first. But there were some interesting ones. It was like Pee Wee Herman died. I mean, he was old too, but
yeah.
he wasn't really in the news anymore. There was this this Angus Cloud knucklehead who he was in this Euphoria and a lot of young people watched. He was only 25, and I think he OD'd or something. And then Matthew Perry.
Oh, yeah.
But Matthew Perry, we didn't have anybody who picked him, by the way.
Nobody.
In the past, they have. Sure. Matthew Perry was good because he was having rehab and drug problems and alcohol problems and all these problems. And whenever somebody has all these problems in the media, we usually get a lot of picks, especially early on, you know, for the ghoul pool, if they're newsworthy. And he was having all kinds of rehab problems, this and that problems, DUI problems, and people were picking him for a lot of years, but no one picked him this year.
Wow. I'm really shocked by that.
Me
I thought
too.
He was a perennial because you would get a spike whenever it became obvious somebody had a drug problem or they got cancer and it was publicized, then we'd see a big rush.
Yeah, and there's a good one this year too, and we'll go over the people who seemingly might be checking out this year.
Right, yeah.
Right? One of them is Shannon Doherty. She's this 90210 girl.
Yeah.
And she has some cancer issues and doesn't look too good. And she, you know, she's been in the media and she's been getting some reports that she's not doing all that well. There were a lot of Shannon Doherty picks this year.
Mm-hmm.
Ghislaine Maxwell, another one, because they figure that Epstein got lopped off, right?
Right.
This guy got lopped off.
Yeah.
Ghislaine Maxwell's the Clintons are going to get to her too. And almost, right? Because some of those things are coming out this week.
Yeah, I want to get into that coming up.
There were 27 people who picked Ghislaine Maxwell to die this year, last year, 2023.
Yeah.
So she's probably going to be a high pick,
mm-hmm,
as we move forward into this, in the Ghoul Pool 2024. Jimmy Carter. Did you see, you and Ken were talking about how they wheeled him out for Rosin Carter's.
Oh my God. You know, I've never seen anybody look that bad and still be alive. I mean, that was stunning.
It's like he's almost already dead.
He's like 90% there.
83 people picked him to die in 2023. And, you know, he might go pretty soon.
Mm.
You know, it's safe to say, Joe Biden, 30.
Yeah.
And he's still walking.
Yeah.
Allegedly. So I don't know.
That isn't a body double.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of people. And you know, we got a lot of Clint Eastwoods, a lot of Bill Cosby's. Mm. Bob Newhart's up there. Dick Van Dyke is up there, but he's doing really well.
I saw him interviewed the other day. He's got the energy of a guy half his age.
Pelosi. Because the trend, see, is that Feinstein took a dump.
Yeah.
So Pelosi is going to be next.
Right.
So we got that trend going on right now, too.
Now, was Feinstein the top pick of the year?
The top pick of the year was Feinstein at 40. 40 people picked Feinstein to go. I think maybe more. But yeah, Feinstein was a top, followed by Tony Bennett, followed by Bob Barker,
mm-hmm,
Henry Kissinger, Queen Elizabeth. We even had the Unabomber.
A few people
picked the Unabomber. And he's a perennial, too.
Sure.
And Queen Elizabeth had a lot of them. And she was a perennial, too, because anybody who's old. But we should let people know, part of the rules is that old people don't get as many points.
Right.
James Gandolfini was a good one, a good example of that. He was really unexpected. He had a grabber, and you know.
Is that a medical term?
Yeah, as he died on his meatball at somewhere in Paris or something like that, and he dropped dead.
Right.
So you get a lot of points for that. We're talking about a lot of macabre stuff here.
Right, yeah.
And we couldn't do this during COVID, by the way. Remember? don't talk about the dead people. I totally understand.
We did anyway. We still had our contest.
We didn't give away any prizes.
Right.
You know, but we still did.
Yeah, those people got screwed.
Yeah.
They won during COVID.
All right, so we had 30 people who went 2 for 3. Mm. And 2 for 3s are really hard because, you know, it's hard, but it's even harder to get a perfect three per three. And on the line, we have a guy named Michael who went 3 for 3. So, Eric, if we could bring Michael on.
Michael, are you there?
Good afternoon. Yeah, I am. Good afternoon.
Who were your three picks?
I had Kissinger, Barker, and who was the other person I had?
Tony Bennett?
I don't remember. Yes, totally that play. Thank you.
Okay. So Kissinger, Barker, and Tony Bennett. So you picked
Bennett, right.
Yeah, you picked two people in their 90s and a guy who made it to 100.
Yeah. Previous years, I've been picking young celebrities I fear were drug addicted and would go quick. Mm-hmm. That didn't work out too well. So this year, I went for three people that had one foot in the grave.
Yeah, because Tony Bennett was what? He was probably like 96, I think. Something like that. Barker was 99. Was he 99, Bob Barker?
Yeah, Barker was up there.
Yeah, Kissinger was 100. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Nice job.
Been doing it for a long time. I finally got a win.
Yeah, no, it's only a handful of people have ever gotten 3 for 3. This year we had a lot because of all the late deaths. So good work, Mike.
Yes.
Very excellent.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
And we have another guy.
Have a nice day.
Another guy, Dan Gonzalez. Dan, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
All right, cool.
Dan, who'd you pick?
I picked Burke Bacharach, Harry Belafonte, and Bob Barker.
There you go.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, three B's.
Hard pick. I gotta tell you guys, it's a very scientific method to do this. You basically Google celebrities that are still alive, look at their photos, see which ones had the full life and maybe a health issue, and you got to stay away from guys like President Carter. He's going to live forever. And then you got other guys like Mel Brooks and Dick Van Dyke. They look like they're going to live forever.
No, they're healthy looking. Yeah, they're very sharp.
And your other caller, I did the same thing in the first few years. I was always picking Charlie Sheen and Lindsay Lohan, and they beat all the odds. And now I don't even know if they even have addictions or anything.
We
like
used
that.
To get lots of Charlie Sheen and Lindsay Lohan. We used to get dozens of those. But
We used to get a lot of Paris Hilton. Bimbos of the Apocalypse, is that what you and Ken
Bimbos of the Apocalypse.
They were running amok for a long time here, and they were perennials.
Now they're middle-aged ladies. And I guess they kicked their bad habits. All right, very good.
So can we offer a prize at like lunch with our favorite news reporter? Maybe you can throw them to the wolves. Maybe that we can make that prize.
You want lunch with one of our news reporters?
Oh, sure. I'll take Steve Gregory. I'm sure he likes to eat and maybe have a beer every once in a while.
Steve.
Probably one or two.
And probably
one or two meals.
You know what? I'm sure Steve would love to go out to lunch with you. We should commit to that.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Steve would love to have lunch. Yeah.
Yes. And then lastly, I told all my friends I was coming on. I was so excited when I got this email. So all my friends at the Port Royal Yacht Club and the King Harbor Yacht Club in Redondo Beach, they're all listening right now. And they're so excited, John, that you're keeping the fire going and staying on the air.
We're going to keep going. I got nothing else to do.
Appreciate that.
Me either. All right, what are we going to do?
All the kids are out of the house. I got to go somewhere every day.
When John quits, I'm going to, I'll be picking you up my Uber. I'll be the Uber driver, Uber Eats. I'm not kidding. Remember what I was doing? I was picking up bodies at the
morgue
years ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
We found him at the morgue. That's how we hooked up with him. All right, well, congratulations again.
Thanks again. All right, guys, have a good time.
All right, see you later. Let's see. So we had six people who went 3 for 3.
Okay, six people, 3 for 3. 30 people who went 2 for 3. And, go to the website. Get in this. Get in this for next year. We're going to send out gift cards to our six winners. And congrats to those six people. Congrats to those 30 people who had 2 for 3. And, let it rip.
Right. You know what? We'll take a few phone calls next segment. To continue the tradition, just one segment, a few phone calls, list your three celebrities. And what's 1-800? I forgot the number.
1-800-520-1KFI.
That's right. 1-800-520-1KFI. So let's do that for a segment, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
Ghoul Pool 2023. We had six people go 3 for 3. You heard from two of them on the phone. And here's their combinations that won. Listener number one did Feinstein, Tony Bennett, Harry Belafonte. Number two, Feinstein, Bennett, Barker. Number three, Barker, Bennett, Pat Robertson. Fourth, Barker, Belafonte, Bacharach. Fifth, Barker, Kissinger, Bennett. And sixth, Bennett, Kissinger, Norman Lear. So those combinations, one, three for three.
Grand total of like 2,000 years of living, right?
Yeah. They really stayed too long. All right, 1-800-520-1KFI. We're going to take a few calls where you pick the three celebrities. This will count in our year-end tabulations, but we always want you to come on. Just for some of you slower listeners, you'll get the idea on how to do this. We're going to start with Ruby. Ruby, you're on. You're on KFI.
Happy New Year. Okay, my thoughts are towards Mitch McConnell and both of Cher's kids, unfortunately.
Both of Cher's kids.
And Elijah Blue. Yeah, Elijah Blue, she just got POA trying to save his drug addiction. And Chas is way overweight and has diabetes real bad and health issues.
Which is the one she had kidnapped?
Which one? What?
Did she kidnap one of them from a hotel room and declared herself the conservator?
Elijah Blue.
Oh, that was him?
Her son with...
Oh, I get the two of them. All right, I got the two of them confused.
I know, because she's a butch.
Oh, no.
Anyway, unfortunately... They're not in good shape.
Well, thanks for calling.
So was Chaz a girl or a boy? I don't even remember.
Chaz was a cute little blonde girl, I remember.
Not anymore,
on the TV
right?
Show. I know. And now I'm a big guy.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. So
you get a lot of that today.
Yeah.
What do I know? I guess the rules have changed.
there's no rules anymore. We were mentioning Jeffrey Epstein and how Ghislaine Maxwell gets... Oh, by the way, 1-800-520-1KFI is the number. 1-800-520-1KFI. You call in your three selections, celebrities you think will be dead sometime in 2024. But I just wanted to mention, before I forget, that one day this week, very soon, a judge is going to release hundreds of pages of documents. They're going to be unsealed. They have over 150 names connected to Jeffrey Epstein. Doesn't mean these people were customers of Epstein. Their names are there. They're all listed under John Doe and Jane Doe right now. And Bill Clinton has 36 mentions, as far as we know. Prince Andrew is also mentioned as well. And we'll see who else.
How about Ray Lopez? Is he in there?
Well, there's a good chance Ray Lopez is in there. Christine is now on. Christine.
Hello.
Hi.
I have three choices. I know you said no, but I'm going with Dick Van Dyke, Steven Tyler, and The Weeknd.
Steven Tyler. Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. Uh-huh. He had something bad happen to him a few weeks ago.
Yeah, he blew out his voice. They had a bunch of shows that they were going to do here. I think they had one in December at the Forum, and they had to cancel because he blew out his voice, allegedly. Now, he went to rehab earlier in the year. They had to postpone some other shows that they had in Vegas. I know because I went to one of them. So they had to keep postponing a bunch of shows, and now all of a sudden he blows out his voice, and then he's going to rehab again. Who knows?
Right. Well, thing is, he's admitted to the other rehabs, so probably not a cover story. He's in his 70s now, isn't he? I mean, how long can you scream like that?
When I was at the show, so check this out. I'm at the show it was in Vegas, and you know, figured that he would know all the lyrics to his songs. They had a huge 60-inch TV that was scrolling the lyrics to Dream On.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he must have, you know, he probably forgets the words of the songs. I was like, whoa, is this karaoke or what's going on here?
Wow. You know, I saw that once when very early on when my wife were dating. We were in Atlantic City and we saw Frank Sinatra playing outdoors at an amphitheater. And we were sitting close enough where we could see he had a TV monitor at the bottom of the stage, and as he was singing, he'd look down at the monitor, and they had like a teleprompter scrolling the lyrics to the songs he'd been singing for 50 years.
Oh,
that was the only time I saw that. All right, thanks very much, Christine. Good luck with that. Let's get a couple of quick in here. Gary.
Hey. Hey, John.
Yeah, you're on KFI. Go ahead. What are your three?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Willie Mays, sad as that is. Mm. Bob Newhart, and a great man, Dick Cavett.
Yeah, who's probably in his mid-80s at least. Newhart's in his early 90s.
I would think, yeah.
No, those are great entertainers.
Think, yeah.
And Willie Mays, wow, that's I think he's 90. It's hard to believe all these people are as old as they are.
He's a little beyond 90, yeah.
Yeah,
all
right.
And Bob Newhart, he's alert, but he doesn't look good.
All right, Gary, thank you very much for the call.
There are a lot of Dick Van Dykes. I mean, there are a lot of Newharts, too, that people picked last year. And these guys keep on rolling.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of an honor. You've lasted that long, and you're still well-known. All right, we got to do the news. We come back. One of the things that we are going to be on is getting rid of Gascon. The election's just 2 months away. And there was a story in the front of the New York Times. And you talk about a whitewashed story about Gascon's damage he's done to L.A. We're going to get into that because, to some extent, we're still going to be fighting all these progressive journalists who don't want to see an icon like Gascon go down. And he will go down. We'll get into it coming up.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio 1 till 4, after 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. And you could listen to what you missed. We had a lot of good stuff on today. I'd love to list it all here, but we're short on time. As you just listen to the show on the podcast, and you'll hear it and you'll enjoy it. All right. So anyway, we just finished going through the Gould Pool winners for 2023, and we're now setting up for 2024. You go to KFIAM640.com, the John Cobalt Show page, and you could fill out a ballot and submit the three celebrities you think will die in 2024. Had a few calls on the air to give you the idea of what we're looking for, and then we'll see what happens. All right. Number one on my personal list of things that need to be accomplished this year, and we can get this done fairly soon, is getting George Gascon out of office. There is nothing more important to our safety and our sanity than getting the district attorney of Los Angeles County out of office. If you listen to our show more than 5 minutes last 4 years, you know what this is about. All right. He's an absolute disaster. His support level is down to about 15%. I thought he had 9 candidates running against him. The New York Times says it's 11. One of the things we're going to do over the next 2 months, because the primary election is the first Tuesday in March, and we've got just about 2 months to go. And Gascon's going to be on the ballot with all his opponents. Let's say it's 11. Top two will go on to the November runoff. Now, Gascon's approval rating roughly matches the number of people who are voting for him, which makes sense, about 15%. That could be enough to get him into the top two. However, most everyone who will vote against him in the primary will vote against him in November, according to polling, which means whatever opponent survives is probably going to win by a huge margin in November. The question is, who is that going to be? Or can we get 2 non-Gascon candidates in the runoff? And that would be wonderful. And, but, you know, it's out of anyone's control. You know, it'd be nice if there were fewer candidates, and then there'd be a better chance that 2 of them would make the runoff ahead of Gascon. But if you're splitting 85% of the vote 11 ways, well, what are you going to do? Okay. It's kind of the same thing those who wish Trump wouldn't be nominated. If you have 5 candidates who are splitting the vote 5 ways, then you're not going to be able to consolidate behind one opponent. In any event, Gascon's running for re-election. And one of the things that we are all fighting is publicly the progressive liars in the news media do constant cheerleading. They have an article in the New York Times which is just filled with outright distortions, lies, omissions. This is criminal journalism. Tim Arango and Anna Facio-Hyphenate Krotzchair. I don't know how to pronounce her name.
God bless you.
K-R-A-J-C-E-R. I don't know. But this is such a bad, misleading article. They printed it on Christmas Day. Maybe because they knew it was bad and they would just run it on a day where there wasn't much readership. I don't know. But they wrote, 3 years ago, George Gascon wrote a wave of collective outrage following the murder of George Floyd by promising to make the criminal justice system fairer. And most crucially, to rein in the police. Rein in the police. Gascon's victory in 2020 was one of the most consequential electoral outcomes from the movement for social justice and police accountability, galvanized by Floyd's murder. See that angle? Just look at the words. Consequential. Movement for social justice. Police accountability, galvanized by Floyd's murder. Nothing about the reality, which was he stopped prosecuting criminals. In fact, there's nothing in this story that mentions that he has 14,000 cases that he hasn't prosecuted. 14,000! This is 4 printout pages from the New York Times. Writing about Gascon, running for re-election, does not write about the 14,000 cases. That's astonishing. Tim Arango and Anna Facio-Krotzchair. And now he's running in a different political climate, they write. Listen to this. Even as Gascon's opponents paint a picture of out-of-control crime, the data indicates that Los Angeles, like much of the country, is becoming safer in crucial categories of violent crime, such as murder. That's not what people are upset about. People are not upset about the murder rate. The murder rate rarely affects most people because mostly it's gang members killing each other over drug territory. What people are afraid of are bad guys breaking into their homes, the burglaries, the thefts, the smash and grab robberies, the massive shoplifting, the robberies at all the jewelry stores, the handbag shops, the department stores, the petty shoplifting at the grocery stores and the convenience stores. That's what we're all upset about. And then the vagrants in the street who are committing crimes all day and night. But he, again, this team of Arango and Faccio Crotcher talk about murder, a proxy for people's wider views on crime. No, it's not. People's views on crime depend on what's going on in the neighborhood, what they're aware of. On the Nextdoor app, which I read religiously, people in my neighborhoods are upset with the robberies, the theft, the burglaries, whatever category you use for people stealing stuff. Because there aren't many murders on my side of town. But everybody's wound up about crime. They completely, intentionally misrepresent what's going on in Los Angeles. They have a quote from Gascon. "We can talk to people about data, and that doesn't really resonate. So I gave up talking about data. I'll throw it in there to sprinkle, but I immediately try to connect with people on a human level. Acknowledge their feelings because their feelings are real." No, it's not that we're feeling crime. It's that we see the crime. We're experiencing the crime. Do you know how many home burglaries and break-ins there have been in Los Angeles? Car break-ins, car thefts. This is so nuts. Do you see how many people are on the street who are insane and menacing? You know, public menacing used to be a crime. Disorderly conduct used to be at least a misdemeanor. Injecting drugs used to be a crime. There's a whole bunch of crimes that they don't even list as crimes anymore, and then they'll tell you the crimes are down, that arrests are down. Well, that's because you took a lot of crimes off the table and police stopped showing up for a lot of crimes. You get burglarized, police don't show up. They tell you to go online, call 911. No, not call 911, to go online and report the crime. It says Gascon beat an early effort to recall him from office, which was supported by some prosecutors who worked for him. I think it was 98% of the prosecutors. What is this, some prosecutors? That was so distorted as to be a lie. How does 98% of prosecutors under Gascon turn into some? Wasn't it 800 prosecutors and only 12 supported him? And, you know, they closed with him saying, "You really cannot have sustainable public safety if you don't address the inequities in the system." The inequities in the system are people do bad things and they don't get convicted and they're not put in jail and they're not kept in prison. That you're releasing people out of jail and out of prison, or you're not putting them in. That's the beginning and end of how you deal with crime. We've spent decades with all their stupid experiments. What works? You put them in prison. Every day somebody's in prison is a day they can't hurt someone, they can't steal something. They've never come up with any of their stupid, useless, worthless rehabilitation programs that have worked. They don't work. They don't work, and we know they don't work. They talk in catchphrases, buzzwords. Reform, equity, rehabilitation. You did a crime, you go to prison. You're in prison, you can't commit another crime. Eventually, we'll get back to that. That's what worked in the 90s and 2000s. Gascon has to be removed. We are going to interview as many of his opponents as possible so you can hear them between now and the first Tuesday in March. That is our promise to you, because he's going to go. And we're gonna overcome all this, all the lies in the progressive media. All right.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, it's John Cobalt Show on demand on the iHeart app. Conway coming up in minutes. He'll be in here. Former head of the National Institute of Health, Francis Collins. He is currently the science advisor to Joe Biden. And Francis Collins has finally confessed that public health officials screwed up during the pandemic. Francis Collins has admitted they were unfortunately narrow-minded. They were too overly focused on disease prevention, which is we talked about, I don't know how many times during that whole stupid pandemic, is that all these researchers, epidemiologists, and doctors, they were just obsessed with people getting sick, and they didn't care how much damage they did to the economy, people's personal lives, children's lives, their schooling destroyed, the unhappiness they created. All they were worried about is whether somebody was going to get sick for a week. The epidemiologists had this obsession, this compulsiveness. I think they all grew up with a germ phobia. I don't know. Maybe they had a parent who was terribly sick when they were small children, and it became this obsessive mission to stop anyone from ever getting sick. So the epidemiologist, at least this one, Francis Collins, admits that that they probably ignored things like jobs, mental health, and schooling. He said, if you're a public health person and you're trying to make a decision, you have this very narrow view of what the right decision is. You attach infinite value to stopping the disease and saving a life. You attach zero value to whether this actually totally disrupts people's lives, ruins the economy, and has many kids kept out of school in a way that they never quite recover from. Holy man, may I point out again, this guy was the head of the National Institute of Health during the pandemic. And he still works for Biden as a science advisor. And he admits that they gave infinite value to people getting sick and zero value to the disruption in our lives, the disruption to our economy, disruption to our kids' schooling. And now in 2024, he's looking back and saying, yeah, we went way overboard. We caused a lot of damage. Narrow-minded, single-focused. And you remember, anybody who spoke out against all their shutdowns, lockdowns, keeping us all bottled up in the house, restricting all our movements, couldn't even have dinner on a sidewalk. Remember all that? Of course. We'll remember it for the rest of our lives. And it took, and we said at the time, someday they're going to look back at this and say, wow, that was nuts. The someday is here. The head of the National Institute of Health admitting. Now, why was there so much mass panic? Because that's what human beings are. It's in our DNA. We act like herd animals. We act like cattle or buffaloes stampeding across the plain. We act like birds. You ever on a beach and you see maybe 100 birds all settled together, and then you make a move towards them and 100 birds fly into the air all at once? What is that? That's panic. That's survival instinct kicking in. They all do the same thing at the same time without even thinking, without analyzing it. They just sense movement, boom, 100 birds go flying through the air. Well, that's what all these epidemiologists did during the lockdown. It was herd mentality, herd thinking, and now they're apologizing for it. Thanks a lot. Conway and hey Thompson, now. I forgot today was Tuesday.
What's your New Year's resolution? Call us, 1-800-520-1534.
Oh, that's stimulating.
Yeah. That's the old hack radio thing to do.
Yes.
You know.
What's the new hack radio, Tim?
To do that again.
People used to kill time. People who did talk shows.
That's all
they,
I do.
They just, well, you have actually created an art format.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
true. You don't realize it.
Thank you. Where's Ken?
Yeah. He's killing time.
Yeah. He did start the show by saying it was the John and Ken show, though.
Once. That was just once in the whole show.
Yeah. John standing up. You never see him stand up just and yell.
Beat me over the head with that.
We had an Amtrak train that collided into a vehicle in Camarillo.
Is that right?
Yeah, bad vibes. The vibes have gone bad. Mark went on a 3-week cruise to Central America.
The only thing missing was John Cobell.
How was that?
It was. It was fun, and I was mentioning because you know Tim, they trusted me with the wheel. Of the John Cobell car.
Oh,
yeah,
I drove the
John Cobell car around for a couple days.
Yeah.
Wait, why'd you have to have John's car?
No, I meant the car of the show.
Oh.
It's a metaphor.
I don't get those.
But my point is.
He's really literal.
To his audience, I mentioned that I had traveled with John, you know what I mean, for a long period of time. And he's the only other man who I've traveled with.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So, and we had a good time. But anyways, the answer was the only thing missing from the trip was John. I've never taken that long a vacation that John hasn't been part of.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. That's cool.
Yeah, a long way around for that.
But, anyway, the reason I bring that up is there was a cruise ship that was supposed to go to Bahamas and it was detoured to Boston. How crazy would that make you? You're supposed to go onto a Bahamas cruise from New York, and it goes to Boston instead.
I heard people were running off the ship in Boston to go buy winter clothes because they packed Bermuda.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It is wild. Anyway, so we have that, and then we have the two great football games yesterday. I don't know if you saw
Oh,
man. The Rose Bowl, which was great.
Yeah.
And then the Sugar Bowl.
The Sugar Bowl was sick.
Yeah, I saw the end of that one.
That was unbelievable. So I called a very famous sports guy here in town. I'm not going to tell you who it is. And he's a guy who's on TV every day doing sports.
Mm-hmm.
He's an anchor, like a big sports guy.
Huh.
And I said, hey, yesterday. I go, hey, I'm on the air. Can you come on and talk about the Rose Bowl? Because I don't know much about college football. And he goes, it was on TV.
Wow.
I didn't look at it. Wow. How about that? How about that?
That's somebody who's comfy in their career.
The Rose Parade didn't tip him off?
You know, I think these guys burn out on sports, the TV sports guys. You know, they burn out on looking at
it. Well, you know, it used to be you'd have like USC in it for many years.
Right, yeah.
That's right.
Story. Yeah. And now that's over.
They changed that and we're getting just random teams.
That's right. Yeah.
Just random teams.
There's no Alabama fans in town here.
That's true. It's true.
But Mark used to spend, you know, in his childhood, he was in Washington, D.C., and he saw how beautiful it was out here. Yesterday was a typical day for the Rose Bowl and the Rose Parade.
I told Tim, I mean, I lived my entire life longing to live in California. And it was all because of Rose Bowl, Rose Parade, Chargers, football.
I was just going to say, late afternoon games.
Yes.
Where 4 o'clock on the East Coast was 1 o'clock here.
Yeah.
It's getting dark on the East Coast at 4 o'clock.
Depressing.
And it's cold and cloudy and snowy.
And awful.
And they'd have a game from San Diego.
Right.
Sunny, 75, everybody in a t-shirt and baseball caps. And even watching a black and white TV, I said, that's where I want to be.
John and I were having the same vision.
Yeah. I looked that up real quick. The first time guy ever to say, I wanted to come to L.A. for the Rose Bowl, the Rose Parade, and the Chargers.
Well, no,
two of them.
You know what I'm saying? That's right. I'm telling you. I remember Chargers even more than Rams. Seemed sunny and gorgeous.
Yeah, there was something about the San Diego shot. Right. Yeah.
Ding dong with you,
John. All right.
Happy New Year.
Thompson.
How dare you?
Crozier with the news.
Ding dong.
Live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.